NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now featuring Surprise Time. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin has arrived in Niagara Falls, New York, on a quick sightseeing trip. Kosygin, Foreign Minister Gromyko, Kosygin's daughter, and a large group of Russian diplomats were given a warm welcome on arrival. A report from J.E. Douglas, director of the Niagara Falls Municipal Airport.
The premier was greeted by Mayor Lackey and his wife, the mayor of Niagara Falls, and there were members of the town council here and the city manager, and they were the actual greeters. There were no flowers, but there was quite an applause. All the people were clapping and were very happy to see him, and he seemed to be very happy to see the people that were here.
Niagara Falls Airport Director J.E. Douglas on the arrival of Soviet Premier Kosygin and his party. Tomorrow, Kosygin and President Johnson resume their summit talks at Glassboro State College in New Jersey. The president is spending the day in Texas, where he will confer with a number of advisors and see his new grandson, Patrick Lyndon Nugent, for the first time. Soviet President Nikolai Podgorny has flown from Cairo to Belgrade for another meeting with President Tito, their second this week. Syria's information minister told a news conference today his country's armed forces suffered more than 2,000 casualties during the week-long war with Israel. Jordan's King Hussein is en route to New York for Monday's resumption of the special United Nations General Assembly session on the Middle East. More news after this from Rambler.
Hey, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. You the guy who sells the U.S. compact at an import price?
That's me. Surprise?
Yeah, but I'm really interested in your surprise deals on a bigger car like the 1967 Rebel.
That's no surprise. Everybody is. Here, put on this elaborate hat with the funny horns.
Ooh, not so tight.
It's a little invention. Every time you register surprise, your brain impulses make the horns honk.
Yes, and again.
Now, look at this 1967 Rebel.
Okay.
See? Surprised already.
Is this a Rebel?
Right. We call it the Excitement Machine.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Four on the floor, bucket seats, 343 cubes. Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel. Hey, take off the hat.
Boy, am I surprised. I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat.
Oh.
And the Rebel. Surprised?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise time is a good time to get your kind of deal on your kind of car. At your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Reaction to the Johnson-Kosygin talks, although generally favorable around the world, is mixed in some capitals. Red China sees the summit meeting as a sellout by the Soviets. And the West Germans have evidence concern, as reported by Gary Cutley, NBC News Berlin.
West Germans are following the Johnson-Kosygin summit talks with interest and with a little uncertainty. Vietnam and the Middle East, two critical items being discussed in Glassboro, New Jersey, are of little direct interest to West Germany. But the long-debated and still unsigned nuclear non-proliferation treaty is. Despite American reassurances that the United States will not sign a treaty with the Soviet Union that would hurt West Germany, Germans still feel slightly uneasy whenever Russian and American leaders get together. Nevertheless, German leaders realize that their newly formed policy of improving relations with communist East Europe depends to a large degree on improved American-Soviet understanding. And so for this reason, they are welcoming the summit talks, even if they do not feel very comfortable about them. Eric Utley, NBC News in Berlin.
There were several hours of bloody hand-to-hand combat in South Vietnam's Central Highlands on Thursday, a battle kept secret until today because two American platoons were missing. It later was learned the two platoons were virtually wiped out, 76 men killed, 25 wounded. Enemy losses were said to be high, however, the death toll could not be determined. More in a moment.
This is Al Capp. From the way State Farm goes on, you'd think our highways are lined with their road signs. Well, there are thousands of them, of course, and each one stands for a State Farm Mutual agent who can probably save you quite a few car insurance bucks. But it's still possible, you know, to travel between a couple of major United States cities without ever once passing a State Farm road sign. For instance, how many have you seen between San Francisco and Honolulu?
Senator Thomas Dodd of Connecticut says he will continue his duties in the Senate, serve out his term, and run for re-election. Dodd's comment following yesterday's formal censuring, in which his colleagues criticized him for the misuse of campaign contributions. A second charge on the double billing of the Senate and private organizations for travel expenses was rejected. Although Dodd's immediate troubles are over in the Senate, he still is not through with charges of alleged misconduct. Both the Justice Department and the Internal Revenue Service have investigations underway. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News. News in the metropolitan area next on the Conversation Station, WNBC New York. The temperature in New York, 79 degrees. It's partly cloudy. Here are the metropolitan area headlines. Soviet Premier Kosygin's trip to Niagara Falls had a local impact. There were five accidents on the Long Island and Van Wyck expressways as Kosygin's 23-car motorcade sped to Kennedy Airport. Gawking motorists in opposite lanes weren't paying attention to where they were going. No serious injuries reported. There was so much fog, Kosygin could hardly see the cemeteries and industrial plants when his limousine emerged from the Queens Midtown Tunnel. But Kosygin didn't have to pay the tunnel toll. Also at Kennedy Airport, two flying doctors who beat Charles Lindbergh's New York to Paris record by 7 hours in a small single-engine airplane then continued on a 35-day round-the-world flight. Doctors Francis Summer of Kentucky and John Rieger of California planned to fly to Kentucky this weekend. Upstate industrialist Howard Samuels, the defeated Democratic candidate for New York lieutenant governor last year, says young people should go out and fight for the right to vote at 18. Samuels told a meeting of young Democrats at Livingston Manor in the Catskills today that it's ludicrous to continue to deny 18-year-olds the vote. Six men were arrested in Brooklyn's Red Hook section today during a ruckus after a motorist allegedly punched a patrolman. The motorist yelled for help, and he got it. A mob threw rocks, cans, and trash at policemen and firemen and slightly injured three of them. The motorist, 41-year-old Gilberto Rivera, is charged with felonious assault. Governor Rockefeller has named a prominent upstate Republican to head the newly created State Crime Control Council, Richard Bartlett of Glens Falls. Bartlett was a guiding force behind the state's new penal law. Now the weather picture for our New York neighborhood. The present temperature is 79 degrees and it's partly cloudy. The humidity 74%. The barometer is steady. The wind from the south at 4 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and warm today with a high in the 80s except in the 70s at the shore. Fair and warm tonight with a low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a chance of late afternoon and nighttime thundershowers. A high in the 80s inland, lower at the shore. Repeating the present temperature, it's 79 degrees. And that's the news and weather to this moment. This is Fred Collins.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, the Who's Who What's New program. And in just 30 seconds, we'll bring you the brand newest from Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, followed by the latest report on the sport of speed auto racing. But first,
hi, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer.
We have surprises for you.
Gee, a lollipop. Listen to what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McCahill?
That was my son, the ventriloquist. Now, look at the low price tag on this Rebel.
Dad, all he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler Dealer. Now, during surprise time.
And next on Monitor, hot off the press. Make that cool. Cool is more accurate, I think, for the modern sound of music, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, and The Happening. Over now to our sports department and our Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Now, that's not just idle talk. It's not just another commercial claim. It's a proven fact that crude oil from the wells of the Pennsylvania region produces motor oils of superior lubricity, or oiliness. Pennsylvania motor oils are today's best motor oils because they start with nature's best crude. Can you imagine what happens to inferior oil when it's being thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Well, you can be sure your car's engine is really protected when you choose a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. It holds up. And say, don't forget about those rally kits the refiners of Pennsylvania Motor Oils are offering to sports car clubs. You get 6 checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 sanctioned rally scoring slips. To get a rally kit for your club, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. Automobile racing history was made when Dan Gurney of Costa Mesa, California, became the first American driver to win a World Championship Grand Prix race in an American-made car. Furthermore, this race, the Grand Prix of Belgium, has points counting toward the World Championship, was won in a Formula One Eagle, a car that Gurney designed and built himself. Dan, congratulations from all speed enthusiasts.
Thank you, Ted.
Now the question. How long ago did you conceive the idea of building a car for world championship competition?
I suppose the idea occurred probably 10, 15 years ago. It's sort of a dream come true in a way.
When did you feel that you could start to put it to fruition?
Actually, about 2 or 3 years ago when we had the idea and got started on building a Indianapolis car. The first Eagle was an Indianapolis Eagle. And out of the Indianapolis effort came the Eagle Formula One car.
Dan Gurney, will you please tell us something of the Eagle design and the power plant?
Well, the car is a mostly a conventional semi-monocoque construction that has a stress skin rather than a tubular frame. The skin of the car is also the houses, the fuel tank bags, and it is actually the chassis also. In this particular Formula One car, it's made out of magnesium, and we have a great deal of titanium in the car also. So it's quite a light structure.
How about the power plant?
The power plant is a 60-degree V12 with 4 valves per cylinder and fuel injection. And it puts out over 400 horsepower at about 10,000 RPM.
Dan Gurney, what is your reaction to the proposed adoption of the rules between FIA and the Le Mans management to a 3-liter maximum for prototypes and 5 for sports cars at Le Mans? Now, you also won that race recently with A.J. Foyt, so you have a very personal interest in this proposed change.
Well, it would eliminate the model of the Ford that we drove to a win this year, but actually, I'm used to rules changes in Grand Prix racing. I believe that the idea is in the name of safety, but on the other hand, I also believe that it would enable a French car to get into the race. General de Gaulle decided that he would grant $1.5 million to a French construction company to build a French Grand Prix car, which would be a 3-liter engine, and this same engine would then be eligible for the Le Mans race. And I know they'd dearly like to see a French car competing for a win there.
Yes, Dan, that answers a lot of questions. Thank you very much. The very best of luck in your following endeavors. We're mighty glad to have had you here.
Thank you, Ted.
This is Ted Webb.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
You get an up-to-date report on the Great Spectator's Sport of Speed tomorrow, and until then, as well as afterwards, don't use speed. Obey all traffic laws. Use common sense and courtesy as you drive, and stay on the Monitor Beacon. Now let's clear the road for the highwayman and for Schaefer Beer.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Say, how do you spend these summer weekends? Swimming, boating, playing golf or tennis? Well, whatever you do, one thing's sure. You're going to wind up with a big thirst. A thirst that's going to call for a couple of beers at least. And that's when you want Schaefer. The one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Gene Rayburn once again. The time is 18 minutes past the hour, just the right time for listening to a brand new song titled Timeless Love. It's sung by Ed Ames.
Timeless love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love, wondrous love, love divine, you're one half angel, one half mine. Softest love, strongest love, strangest love, youngest love, endless love, love divine, you're one half angel, and you're one half mine. Blessed love, how can love shine so bright? How can love be so right? Timeless love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting glamorous Charlene Holt. And let's talk about your current picture, Charlene, El Dorado.
Well, Army, it's a big Western in the classic style.
That's right. Lusty, explosive, filled with action.
And humor.
But because of El Dorado, I'll never play cards with you again.
Just because I learned a few card tricks for my part?
Learn to be an expert.
Well, I promise not to use them on you.
I'll hold you to that, Charlene, but say, you're also an expert on getting a terrific suntan.
No trick to that, Army, when you use Coppertone.
You've joined the Tannables, eh?
Certainly. Coppertone really gives you a better tan.
It's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to guard against skin dryness.
Yes, I get a beautiful tan, deep and dark, and I love the way it keeps my skin satiny smooth.
Then you agree. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Of course. Double in spades.
Charlene Holt, you promised.
Sorry about that.
One of the journalistic scoops of the year was achieved by Monitor's next guest, reporter Terry Morris, when she obtained an exclusive phone interview with the late Joseph Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, who has been granted political asylum in this country. Mrs. Morris recounted her scoop in an article in the current issue of McCall's magazine and to Monitor reporter Charlie Holmes.
In your article, you quote Svetlana as saying that she believes her mother committed suicide.
Yes. Yes.
Why does she believe this?
Well, she told this to Justice Devon. He is the Superior Court Justice. I emphasize this because I wasn't talking to a little man on the street. This is the presiding justice of the Superior Court of Allahabad, who wrote in a letter, which I have in my possession, a copy of it, to the Minister of External Affairs reporting Svetlana telling him this. And she felt that her mother committed suicide for the reasons which I'm sure people can read in the story.
According to your story, she did not seem too happy living in Moscow, in Russia, Were the sins of the father, that is, Premier Stalin, in a sense, visited on the daughter?
Well, she did say something of that sort. She said that what has marked me is not my politics, but my ancestry, which, of course, was a clear indication that, as Stalin's daughter, she was fairly isolated. She said that she had had very few friends in Moscow. This is why India and this Indian husband meant so much to her. Mm-hmm. She had found the kind of love and sympathy and companionship that had eluded her for about 10 years.
Well, she was in India when she escaped, and the Russians are known for keeping pretty close watch on their important people. How did she manage to do this in actuality? What did she do?
First of all, I want to make this clear, that everyone in India, including her confidants, her brother-in-law and the Bari and the judges to whom she spoke, said that at the time she had absolutely no intention of doing anything except to try to remain in India. When they made this impossible, she said, I now am convinced, this was late in February, she said, I'm now convinced that the Indian government will not permit me to stay here, and certainly the Soviet government isn't going to permit me to stay here. She said there is only one country that can stand up to the Soviet Union, and that's the United States. But she never said anything about going there.
Would you tell us about the consternation that was created in the embassy in India, the Soviet Union embassy, when she escaped?
Well, yes, I have this, and it's, I think, a rather delightful story from my biased point of view. was that the first and second secretaries of the Soviet embassy suddenly appeared in Kalakand Khar, which is some distance from New Delhi, and they asked Suresh, Svetlana is missing. Do you know where she is? And he said, no, I haven't the faintest idea. And they said, well, why don't you call this friend of hers in Allahabad, this Mr. Bari? And he did, and Suresh said quietly to Bari, These Russians are here, and they say Mem Saab, that's her madame title in India. Mem Saab is missing. Do you know where she is? And Bari said, oh, I don't know. Maybe you ought to check the American embassy. And at this point, the caretaker of this little estate came running in and saying, I have just heard on BBC, that's British Broadcasting, that Svetlana is in Rome. Now, I must give the low comedy bit, which is not right in the article. And the Russians jumped up and said, that's marvelous, Svetlana is home. And the caretaker said, not home, Rome. And at which point the secretary clasped his head and he said, oh my God, now we're done for, now we're through. And Suresh, very quietly smiling, said, oh, so you do believe in God after all. And the secretary said, please, Suresh, this is no time to talk about God.
That's very interesting. We've been chatting with writer Terry Morris about her interview with Svetlana Stalina, daughter of the former Russian Premier Joseph Stalin. Mrs. Morris' exclusive story appears in McCall's magazine. Thank you, Mrs. Morris.
Nice. Thank you very much.
This is Charlie Holmes for Monitor.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not. I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's new charge. Add new charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's new charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Wynn Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
was Peter Nero's Zocchi Mil.
One of the young mobiles from Oldsmobile.
Time out now for those friendly NBC stations all across the country that bring Monitor to you every weekend. In Wilmington, Delaware, that's WDEL. Number one station in the first city of the first state. Gene Rayburn, back shortly.
Sandy Koufax joins the Monitor Sports Parade next weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Here's a Wetson cheeseburger treat that's hard to beat. Two government-inspected all-beef burgers topped with velvety smooth cheese on a toasted bun at Wetson's in Glen Cove, Long Island on Glen Street, next to the town theater.
Northeast. Oh, miss, is it true Northeast is all jets to Boston now?
Yes, sir. Brand new Yellowbirds. 17 jets a day, every hour on the half hour. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30.
Lee Leonard's listeners keep in tune by following the sound of his voice. Afternoons at 1. On the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
At 11:30, radar report, WNBC's direct report of weather conditions on land and sea, plus the latest traffic information and news. First to the U.S. Weather Bureau and the radar meteorologist on duty.
Good morning. The regional forecast, fair to partly cloudy and warm this afternoon and tonight, except somewhat cooler over interior southeast to New York tonight. There is a chance for a few afternoon or evening showers and thunder showers over interior southeastern New York and the northern mountains of eastern Pennsylvania. The highest temperatures this afternoon ranging from the 80s north to near 90 south, except in the 70s along the immediate coast. The lowest tonight in the 50s north to near 70 south. And now back to WNBC.
Soviet Premier Kosygin is now at Niagara Falls, where he's spending the day sightseeing at the famous tourist attraction. Kosygin flew from New York City to Niagara Falls in an Air Force jet. Meanwhile, President Johnson is relaxing at the LBJ Ranch in Texas. Mr. Johnson plans to get a look at his grandson, Patrick Lyndon Nugent, when he visits his daughter Lucy at the hospital in Austin, Texas. Now the weather picture for our neighborhood, a recap of the Weather Bureau report. The present temperature is 79 degrees. It's partly cloudy. The humidity 74%. The barometer is steady. The wind from the south at 4 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and warm today with a high in the 80s, except in the 70s at the shore. Now repeating the present temperature, it's 79 degrees. That's the news and weather to this moment. And radar report, heard 14 times weekly on WNBC Radio. Next news at 12 noon with Peter Hackus. This is Fred Collins.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, shoo your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Gene Rayburn, good friends and gentle companions, inviting you to accompany Monitor 67 up, up, and away via the fifth dimension.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Beautiful.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
Ask any saltwater sportsman to name the nation's number one shark fisherman, and the answer is sure to be Frank Mundus. How long have you been fishing for shark?
We started shark fishing about 1951, and we started it just as a joke, a gimmick, just for something else to talk about, where we would say that we were going monster fishing instead of, well, we're just going fishing.
He'll be here after this word from another rugged outdoorsman from Out Where Fishermen Are Fishermen, Gene Shepherd.
For 27 long years, the DuPont people have been trying to perfect, well, something that is almost theoretically impossible. They've been trying to perfect the perfect fishing line. Now, that's a line that would be totally visible to the fisherman so that he could see it as he uses it. He could work it. But at the same time, would be invisible to the fish. This is a theoretical impossibility, but they've almost done it. Stren. It's fluorescent. It's limp. You can work it. You can see it. It's an easy line to use, but it is murder on fish. It's almost invisible to them. It's S-T-R-E-N. It comes in all test sizes, and it's a line that is a pleasure to use, but it's very difficult for fish. S-T-R-E-N. They've almost achieved the impossible.
Ask any saltwater sportsman to name the nation's number one shark fisherman, and the answer is sure to be Frank Mundus. Montauk, Long Island is his home port, but Captain Mundus right now is enjoying the comfort of our studio.
Skipper, fishermen like to know about size. What's the biggest shark you've ever caught?
Well, the biggest one that we did catch, we harpooned, and he was 4,500 pounds. Now, he was 17 and a half foot in length, and he had a girth of 13 foot.
What's the largest shark you ever brought in on a line?
Well, a rod and reel fish was another white shark that was 1,450 pounds. We got him on a 130-pound test line, and it took us a long time to land him. It took us an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, it sounds rather strenuous. Is shark fishing strictly for adults, or do some children participate?
A lot of children do participate. Matter of fact, I'd much rather take women and kids out fishing than I would the average male, because your average male, he steps aboard the boat, pounds his chest, and he hollers so you can hear him all over the state. Me, big fisherman. Me caught all kinds of fish. You can't tell him a thing about fishing. Sure. Now, you take the average kid and the average woman, and you tell her that this stupid, long-looking thing that you're holding in your hand is the fishing pole, and these are the guides, and this is the reel, and so on and so forth. This is what you are supposed to do, and they will do it. And if they do lose a fish, the first thing they'll do, they'll turn around to you, and they'll say, Frank, what did I do wrong? The average male, he won't do it. No, he'll blame it on the tackle or blame it on the fish. But anyhow, a lot of the children do fish. I took my daughter out a couple of years ago and caught her a 200 and some pound blue shark. And there's a lot of people, a lot of youngsters, and they get a big charge out of it.
To most of us, when we mention shark, there's a connotation of danger. Just how dangerous is shark fishing?
Well, I can tell you that very easy. From 1951 until now, nobody's ever been hurt. Oh, I got a few burns myself where a shark's tail will spin around fast and slap you across the side of the face or across your stomach when you don't have your shirt on, and it takes the first or maybe the first and the second layer of skin off. It feels just like a giant cigarette burn, and it takes quite a while to go away. But it's only a occupational hazard, so to
right.
speak.
One thing about it, Skipper, your profession isn't dull.
No, not when you mess with those monsters.
Thank you, Captain Frank Mundus. This is Lindsay Nelson on monitor wondering, what would my wife say if I gave her a necklace made of shark's teeth for her birthday? Now, this word for fishermen about DuPont Stren.
Ever wonder if your fishing line scares away fish, huh?
Well, then you use Stren fluorescent monofilament and stop wondering. It's almost invisible to fish. That's because Stren glows soft blue. To the fish below, it blends in with the color of the sky, but to you, it stands out clearly against any background. Stren by DuPont is strong and abrasion-resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. Buy Stren fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be brought to you again later today by DuPont Stren. As for the line that lands the best listening in the land, it's this one. Stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2 complete. Today, tonight, tomorrow, it's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Got troubles? Best way to forget them for the next few minutes is to listen to the newest from Jamie and the J. Sylvia Singers on Monitor.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I got mine. She found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have gone away. Just like you, I sit and wonder why. You got your troubles, I got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You got your troubles, I got mine. She used to love me, that I know. And it don't seem so long ago. You got your troubles, I got mine. And so forgive me if I seem unkind. You got your troubles, I got mine.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Stella Stevens, delightful star of Columbia Pictures' Band of Gold. Tell us about it, Stella.
Well, Army, let's see. I suppose it proves we gals can always outsmart you fellas.
No argument about that. And you prove your point charmingly in the picture, making Band of Gold great fun.
Thanks, Army. By the way, I've proved something else for myself.
What's that?
That Coppertone gives you a better tan.
No argument there either, Stella. Coppertone is enriched with special moisturizers that make skin more tannable, help prevent dryness.
Yes, I get a perfectly beautiful tan, and I love what Coppertone does for my skin. Keeps it satiny smooth. How does Vic Damone sing it?
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
I think I get the best of the sun with Coppertone.
Thanks for joining the Tannibles, Stella Stevens.
Harry, that was the worst motel you've ever
taken in
your
life. Gladys,
don't start. What do you mean, don't start? It's a real flea bag.
You say that about the Taj Mahal.
If there were buses,
it's easy for things to go wrong on a trip. But it's just as easy for things to go right. Stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide. The mobile travel guide inspects and rates motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants all over the country. So when you stop at a place, you know just what you're getting into.
Come on, some lunch, Gladys. That looks like a nice place.
Oh, here we go again.
Steve Lawrence has been doing a lot of singing lately on monitor. Now he gets a chance to do some talking with reporter Candy Jones.
Steve, your career has been so varied. In what direction do your career goals lie?
I'd like to perform in every medium, really, in this business, because I think, for one thing, it keeps you interested. I mean, if I were to just spend the rest of my professional days just doing nightclubs, I think that would probably be just, you know, very dull after the next 10 years or so. The ability of being able to work on Broadway for a year or two and then doing a nightclub tour for a while, doing some personal appearances on television for a while. What I have missed so far is that I've never been involved with motion pictures in any way, shape, or form. I had one brief experience, and that was a film that was made specifically for television. It was part of the Xerox, did six specials in conjunction with the United Nations.
Yes.
And I did one of them with Joe Mankiewicz, produced and directed, and Rod Serling wrote it. Peter Sellers was in it, Eva Marie Saint, Sterling Hayden, Ben Gazzara, a lot of very, very talented dramatic actors, and I was the only, so to speak, newcomer to the acting profession in that show, and I was very proud of myself, and I was very delighted the way it turned out. So I would like, at one time, to get a little more involved in pictures, because I think it's a good medium.
Just a few minutes before, we were talking about your upcoming Broadway show.
Oh, yes.
And the title of it will be?
Taking Care of You.
And it opens?
It opens in November, sometime in November, early November, at the Schubert Theater here in New York City.
And, of course, Edie will be with you.
Yes.
Co-starring.
Yes.
And that's a real something to look forward to. And I also was teasing you before about something somebody told me last night, and a very famous man, a comedian, his name, Henny Youngman.
Oh.
And Henny said, you know, that Steve Lawrence is one of the greatest natural comedians around. He could have been, if he had wanted to, a great comedian.
Well, first of all, thank you, and thank Henny. Coming from him in particular, that's quite a compliment. I don't know, I like to think that I have a sense of humor. I don't know as I'd want to become a comedian. I am very friendly with too many comedians, and I know the lot in life that they've chosen, and it's a rough hole. The most difficult thing in the world is to make people laugh. And, I mean, genuinely, you know, to get up on a stage for an hour and be brilliant like people like Bob Hope or Alan King or Danny Thomas. These people have all my respect and admiration. Singers have it a little easier because we have a wealth of material to choose from. People that write for us like Richard Rodgers and Irving Berlin and Cole Porter and Gershwin. So I think musically it's a little easier, but that's quite a compliment.
Will you have a chance now that you are about to put together your first co-starring Broadway show, meaning co-starring with your wife, will you have a chance to do any more albums?
Oh, yes. We continually record. Fortunately, Columbia Records has studios here in New York, so whenever we have the spare time and whenever the studios are open, we're always in recording, either doing singles or albums or whatever we can manage to do.
Two questions about that. How do you choose the songs for the album, and how long does it take to actually complete an album?
I wish I could honestly answer that for you, Candy. Sometimes we manage to go in and do an album in 2 weeks. Sometimes it'll take us 6 months. Not the physical recording of it. The physical recording of it we can complete in maybe 3 days if we were to record back-to-back, day after day. But sometimes you get an idea that kind of sparks you, and things happen a lot faster, you know, like the current album that we have out now, the duet album, Steve and Edie Together on Broadway, was an album that we planned to do for a long time, and we got around to doing it, and it was, by the time we did it, we had to go in and re-record things because the current shows, new shows came in, and we had to include some of the new material, and we had to take out some of the older stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So it presents a problem.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Candy.
Thank you, Steve. This is Candy Jones reporting for Monitor.
From that new album of Broadway tunes that Steve mentioned, here's the rousing title tune of prize-winning Cabaret with Steve, of course, his wife, Edie Gourmet.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
Come hear the music play.
Life is a cabaret.
Time for a holiday.
Life is a cabaret.
come hear the band. Come blow the horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting.
No use permitting some proper to bloom.
You wipe every smile away.
Life is a cabaret ocean. Come to the cabaret. Sing melancholy, baby. Your table's waiting. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb. Isn't that lonely? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. It's time to hit cabaret, old chum. Come on.
Good is sitting alone in your room.
Come to the cabaret.
If there's but one strand of hair on top of your head, give it a break before it drops dead. Even a kid who's got more than his share should make extra sure he shampoos it with care. So pick up a tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Cleans each strand so gently it's a hair saver for you. And the whole family will have hair that looks great because Breck quality is in Breck Concentrate. Sounds quite expensive? Then price it. You'll see how much can be saved when you buy quality. If you've a strand to your name, shampoo it with care. Try Breck Concentrate. It cleans every hair.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Summertime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
In the Water, Ralph Carmichael's music on Monitor. NBC Monitor News is coming up in the hour. Gene Rayburn here.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
You can win $1, $3, $30, $300, up to $3,000 cash when you play Discover America with Citgo. Start treasure driving to Citgo today.
Get full details at participating stations. Nothing to buy. Would you like a second chance for 2 weeks beginning Monday, June 26th? WNBC will give you a chance to call Dr. Brothers weeknights between 8 and 9 p.m. Those of you who can't call during the morning because you're busy or driving to work are invited to phone Dr. Brothers evenings on Plaza 7, 8866 as she tapes her vacation shows. That's weeknights from 8 to 9 p.m. for 2 weeks, beginning this Monday. your second chance to call Dr. Brothers on Plaza 7, 8866.
This is Dr. Arthur Osborne of the U.S. Public Health Service. Planning foreign travel this year? Before you travel, you should have certain protective immunizations. A valid certificate of smallpox vaccination is always required. The foreign quarantine program reminds you to see your doctor before you see the world.
WNBC New York.